Of pussy on the track like that. With pussy on the mic, take a bite. New shows weekly every Saturday. Talking that real shit in a real way. Featuring star-studded celebrity interviews. Have a look and listen, vibing to this groove. This your host, Mads, looking a damn fool. Here in the Wolf Den, we ain't got no rules. Yo, what up, what it is, how you feeling, how you living, how you, what, being? Welcome to another episode of Wolf Pussy Monologues. I'm your host, Max. So glad to be back on the mic one more time with each and every one of my Wolf Pack friends. Yes, 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 yes. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're feeling all right. So, yeah, today's topic may be a little offensive to some of you parental units out there, but it's not coming from a malicious place. You know what I'm saying? But there is something out there that is affecting a lot of children. It's called the I'm dumb syndrome in kids. And because the medical profession is not going to recognize the I'm dumb syndrome, I'm going to explain it to you my fucking self. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do in the Wolf Den. Now look, I'm not calling nobody kids dumb. I would never do that. Yeah. So, without further ado, we're gonna just dive right into it. Like I'm saying, I'm not calling nobody's kid dumb. You know what I'm saying? But there are some instances where your child cannot keep up with what is set before them, right? And no matter what you do or say or however many times you beat them, or whatever it is you do in your household, seems like, you know what I'm saying, your kid just can't get it together, you know? Well, some kids, you know what I'm saying, have this stigma of, well, I keep getting these bad marks. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. With the help of their classmates, of course, you know what I'm saying? And they have this I'm dumb shit embedded in their head. So, when motherfucker asks them why you're not doing well or what the problem is, what do they say? Because I'm dumb. That's not the case. Everybody understands shit differently, right? But as a parent, that got to be a hard motherfucker pill to swallow for your child to not bring home those special, you know what I'm saying, awards, and not to bring home grades that are worthy to put on the refrigerator and things of that nature. And as a parent, you should help them as much as you can, do whatever you can, get as much tutoring as possible, you know what I'm saying, time permitting, because, you know, everything's on the schedule. Some people can't do all that because they have to work and this and that and the third. And it's like, sometimes the kid fall by the wayside, and next thing you know, society has left their ass behind, and they still, as an adult, feel like, I'm dumb, you know? Cold situation. A big part of it is the difficulty understanding and the, you know, inability to pick things up like their classmates. Because school, let's face it, is just about categorizing the kids per their best interest in how they're going to perform as, you know, an adult later in life. So if you are slow with it and not keeping up with the class where they put you, in the class below the regular class, right? Then if you can't keep up in there, what they do? Send you to a whole different type of school. You know what I'm saying? And all that categorizing and classification feeds the I'm dumb syndrome. I'm so dumb I had to go to a whole nother school. You know what I'm saying? That type of bullshit. The sad part is a lot of it does come from the home, because some parents are so frustrated with their children that they call them stupid. They call them dumb, you know, because they wasn't raised in the best way. So they're reciprocating that failed relationship behavior that was exhibited to them. You stupid MF-er, you know what I'm saying?
you're never gonna fucking get this. I mean, you know how motherfuckers can just really make a kid feel like shit and then wonder why little Johnny becomes a fucking serial killer at the age of 19. Because when he was 7, he kept calling them dumb motherfuckers instead of just reading with them. I mean, you know, shit. I gotta admit, it has to be really hard for a parent when, you know, you're in the PTA and all that, and or you hear about other parents and how their kids getting their little awards and this and that and the little certificates and all this shit, and then your kid's over here eating paper and you're just like, yo, what the fuck can I do to make this situation better? You know what I'm saying? First, I think never give up. That's the worst thing you can do. I feel like as a parent, one of the worst things is to give up on your kid. Because at some point, the fucking light bulb is going to come on. And it's going to be bright and shiny and luminant. And everybody's going to be great. You know what I'm saying? But until then, you got to help little Johnny find that switch. You dig what I'm saying? That's part of being a parent, I believe. Never fucking give up. But man, it's a lot of kids, I think, have this I'm dumb syndrome, because the way the school system is set up to what you have to learn and how you have to learn it and, you know, who you're up against, who you're competing against and rank and this and that and the third, just the pressure alone will make a motherfucker go stupid. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to comprehend here. You know what I mean? And I feel like if that pressure wasn't put on a lot of students, they probably would do better. You know what I mean? Just off top, when they know that, I don't know, you're not going to be the last on the roster and shit. Or you know how some schools, they'll have the kids and their ranking number posted all publicly and shit. And it's like, damn, I'm quite sure a little Richard didn't want, you know what I'm saying, nobody to know that he got a 37 on the fucking math last week. Like, you know, have respect for motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because that's embarrassing. And once you get embarrassed, then you get this stigma of, I can't learn this material. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, I think people just learn the shit differently. You can't teach this shit in one way and expect 35 different type of brain patterns and minds to get it all that way. Like, come on. That's like you setting the motherfucker up to fail, you big dummy. A lot of this shit, I feel like I said, it's the parent, home, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's poisonous, toxic environment. And sometimes it's the school. You know what I'm saying? The way they run their program is just like, you really don't want me to pass this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have just gave me an F at the door. Another thing about those parental units, y'all be in denial. A lot of y'all be in denial about y'all offspring's understanding about things and school and shit of that nature. And you really need to knock that shit off. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out a person is just not fucking getting it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, a lot of that shit, that syndrome, I believe, comes from home and within the self-esteem level of the kid. You know what I mean? Because if you are a confident kid, I believe, and you consistently are failing, consistently, you're not going to allow yourself to sink into this demeanor of, I'm dumb, I can't get this. It'll be more of a, I'm mad, I can't get this. I'm going to do what I can to get this. Somebody help me get this. You know what I'm saying? But when your self-esteem is low, you feel like you belong down there. And that's a big problem when you're trying to academically achieve some shit. It is so terrible how there's some mothers out there and fathers that literally call their kid dumb and stupid this and dumb that and you ain't shit and all that. And it's just a cycle of damage, just a fucking cycle of damage. They don't know no better, so they can't do better. Sad situation, man. I'm wondering, how long really does it take for a parent to accept, hey, my kid is not going to be getting on the honor roll anytime soon. Like, are you just constantly like, one day he'll get it, one day she'll get it, I'm going to beat it into him, you know, all that shit or whatever the fuck case may be. Like, how do you, at what point do you say, you know what, we need professional help? You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people will benefit from that professional help, especially on the parenting tip. Because I got to tell you, speaking from observing all these years, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing. I'm just saying, y'all really don't. Check your rules and rewrite the shit again. But anywho, yeah, best thing you can do is not give up. And, you know what I'm saying, don't feed into the negative of, oh, my baby don't understand this. My child don't get this. They will. Their own way, in their own goddamn time. Never give up. Because you got to admit, anytime you have a difficulty understanding something, you immediately call yourself what? Dumb. Why? Because it's been drilled in your fucking head since you've been able to fucking walk and talk that if you don't understand something, that equates dumb. And that's not the case. Just because you don't understand doesn't mean you're dumb. It just means what? You don't understand at the moment. Boom. So yeah, like I said before, not trying to call nobody stupid, nobody kid, dumb, or no shit like that. I'm just trying to reference to a syndrome that a lot of kids suffer from because they don't know no better. And ain't nobody telling them nothing different. So if you feel like you dumb and you keep telling yourself you dumb, guess what? You got it. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Again, I'm your host, Max. Please tune in next week because we got some more shits and shenanigans coming out the wolf den. Let's see what's on the board. All right, y'all. So on the board for our first episode in May is married and separated or girlfriend. Now, don't hold me to it because it could be subject to change based on how the weed tasted that day. All right? Y'all stay safe. Stay out the way. Stay out them streets. You know what I dig me? Love, peace, and head grease. Wolf pussy. Out.